SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Jamaica Association for the Deaf is planning a symposium to commemorate International Noise Awareness Day on April 26. We give you the details in a moment. And later, autism facts. Let's go Roundabout JA.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
On Wednesday, April 26, the Jamaica Association for the Deaf, JAD, will stage a symposium on noise pollution as part of activities to observe International Noise Awareness Day. The symposium, being observed under the theme Noise Implications, Issues and Solutions, will seek to raise public awareness about noise pollution and its numerous implications. Business Development Director at the Association for the Deaf, Denise Badreau, says members of the public need to pay more attention to the negative effects of noise pollution, which is second only to air pollution in its adverse effects on health.
Noise pollution can lead to hearing loss. In addition to hearing loss, there's also stress and other maladies that can happen to them. We also have persons who work in various environments that is very noisy. And once you listen to noise for a period of time, over 85 decibels, that can lead to hearing loss. However, one really loud noise can also cause your hearing loss.
The target audience for the symposium are persons who work in various noise-prone industries, including entertainment, manufacturing, transportation, and construction. Speakers at the symposium will include representatives from the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, the National Environment and Planning Agency, and the Jamaica Occupational Health and Safety Professionals Association. The symposium will be held at the Altamont Court Hotel on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. There are several ways to stimulate investment, and improvements to law and order will likely have high payoffs for our future. So help to make Jamaica the place of choice for investors. Goal 2, outcome number 5. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more.
See it, boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your knives. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Before we go, autism is an often misunderstood neurological disorder, and persons with the condition may sometimes experience stigma and discrimination. Here's one fact that will help to create an inclusive environment for persons living with autism. If your child or ward has autism spectrum disorder, finding the right school isn't easy. Preschools that facilitate toddlers and children living with the condition include Rainbow Land on Shortwood Road, Step by Step Preschool on Paddington Terrace, We Care Nursery on Dewsbury Avenue, and Gateway Academy on Arnold Road in Kingston. Facts About Autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Twyla Whelan. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.